International Broadcasting lives on 5085. The big one, WTWW.
Please stand by as we get ready to launch another episode of this Reality Radio Cafe Cast with your host and my husband, Denny J, K5DCC.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Ignition, lift off.
Now grab your glass and get ready to fill it up with some radio on the rocks.
Vehicle's pitching downrange.
Rise and shine, everybody. It's Wednesday, February 26th, 2020, here in the Digicom Cafe. My name's Denny J, K5 Digicom Cafe, K5DCC, and it's overcast today. Speaking of overcast is one of my favorite podcasting platforms. You'll notice if you go to my blogcast here in my mighty network, the main graphic at the top with the play button is linked to Overcast. The reason I like it is because it's so clean. It has lots of functionality that I think you'll find useful, including the ability to speed things up, also to balance out all the audio so they're all at the same level, the ability to share a link to a specific time segment within the application. So if you hear something that you think is going to be interesting for some of your friends or family members, just stop it, click on that link, and share that link with those folks and have them go right to the spot in the total podcast so they don't have to wonder where it's at. We also have that time segment link in our blogcast for Mellow's devotionals. So if someone wants to listen to the specific day's devotional, they can just click on the link on that portion of our blogcast and take you right directly to the devotional. Speaking of Mighty Networks, we have a lot of neat features on our Mighty Networks platform, including the ability to search for keywords or people or call signs. And it'll search the entire system and display all of the posts or articles that include that. So you can easily find something by topic, by name, by call sign, by whatever. It's totally searchable. So feel free to take advantage of that if you're trying to look for something specific, some information about a specific radio or an interview with a certain ham. If you're not already a member, just go to members.digicomcafe.com or digicomcafe.com will take you right there to it too. If you just go to the blogcast, you'll be right there in the Mighty Network listening to the blogcast and find all our show notes and links to each episode. Just take the time to go ahead and sign in or register with your email and a password, and that way I can easily inform you of particular articles that I think you'd be interested in. They'll show up in your email or in your notifications on your devices. Excuse me if I sound a little winded, but I just got off the treadmill here this morning. And got myself worked up into a lather here, so I'm trying to stay in shape. As you know, as hams, it's easy to be kind of sitting down a lot by your radios and not getting out there and getting much activity, getting the exercise that you need to stay healthy. And the weather in the wintertime is not always the best. If it's really wet like it has been here the last month, it's really a mess to go out there and try and go for walks outside of any roads. And we're out here in the country, so we have 15 acres. We like to walk around the perimeter of our property. But lately, it's just been too muddy, too wet, too slippery. So we got ourselves a couple of exercise apparatus, cheap, used, and trying to use them every day. So got on the treadmill here this morning, burned off some calories, got into a little bit of a run, got my heart rate up, clearing out that old cholesterol in your arteries and veins. I've already had open heart surgery, triple bypass, 4 years ago. So I need to work at staying active and keeping my heart healthy. And I want to be around a while to keep doing these podcasts. So anyway, last night we had a great yacht youth chat night. Several young people checked in and Ed made an announcement about an upcoming thing he's going to be doing starting this Saturday at 1 o'clock in the afternoon Central Time. We have many young hams from around the world, and the typical net time at 7 p.m. is just too difficult for some of these folks over in the UK or Europe to check in, because some of our yacht members are as young as 8 years old. So Captain Ed is going to be starting a Saturday afternoon get together, like I say, 1 p.m. Central Time. So we're going to kick that off this Saturday. You'll hear Ed talk about that in today's episode. We recorded the net last night, and we'll be sharing it here very shortly. I'm also very excited today. I'm waiting for an Amazon shipment to arrive via UPS here late this afternoon. I ordered a Kenwood THD74 handheld, and really looking forward to playing around with that thing. I'll be able to use that for a lot of different things, including satellites. And I will do probably an unboxing review of it and an ongoing instructional as I learn how to use this thing, all the different features. We'll be talking about this radio on upcoming episodes of Radio on the Rocks, because I know a lot of people are interested in this radio, even though it's been around for over 3 years, I believe. The prices are staying high, and the talk about it is very positive. A lot of folks that I know have them, and they sound great. So if you're interested at all, just keep following my podcast. I'll interject something new, maybe periodically, of things that I'm learning about it, things I'm doing with it. I'll even try and share some of the actual live audio and contacts I make on the different platforms of this tri-band radio. So with that, let's get on with our day. I hope you're going to be radioactive. I know we will. We've got the day off as far as working. We were at the election center yesterday for the early voting for the primaries. We will be there again tomorrow, which will put a little damper on my podcast activities. And of course, next Tuesday for Super Tuesday for the major primary election. So if you haven't already, get out and vote. We do have that power to change things. So whatever party or candidate you're rooting for, get out there and vote and support them. So don't go away. I'll be right back with more. Here in the Digicom Cafe Communications Network, we are all about the power of voice. Did you know that you could listen to my Cafe Cast by simply asking Alexa to play Radio on the Rocks, and that you could maneuver your way around my Cafe Cast library by simply saying Next or Previous? I created this Amazon skill using a free and easy platform called VoiceFlow, where you just build your skill block by block, no coding necessary. If you'd like to build your amateur radio skill, go to voiceflow.com. That's voiceflow.com.
K5VCC climbed aboard, so we've got a few this evening, and so I guess we can get started. I do want to mention, though, that I will not be available next Tuesday evening. Our local radio club is starting classes, and we've got 7 enrolled so far, possibly more coming up, so we'll be running for 4 weeks, 3 classes, and then one last week will be a testing session, of which I am a VE. So I've already made a contact with Doug in New Zealand, but I've not yet heard back from him. So just a early word that I will not be available next Tuesday evening, although I will be available the Tuesdays after that. So maybe we can, if Doug doesn't show up this evening, maybe one of the Pearson boys could run the net. That'd be kind of interesting to give them a shot at, actually I call it a net, as everybody else does. Not really a net, just kind of a chat, fellowship kind of thing. And also, too, I will mention this, I'm having a special Youth Saturday this coming weekend. I've got 3 to 4 stations from Europe already lined up to check in at 1 p.m. Central Time. And I'm hoping to do this several times a month, especially for European stations. I've got Anne Maria lined up. I've got Lana from Croatia lined up. and also the young lady from England. Her name is Gloria. Let's see, what is it? Lauren. She's about 14 years old, and she has a ham license and very active. So we'll be doing that this Saturday at 1 o'clock Central Time. And maybe we can get some of our European youth stations on board that ordinarily wouldn't be able to do so because of the time difference. Maybe we can even get Declan on as well. Okay, well, let's see. I've got KN4VKX on the screen. And that is, of course, Andrew. And he is dad to both Blake and Ryan.
KN4VKY, good evening, Ed, and everybody on the net. Our dad would love to be on, but right now he is busy. He is getting tool supplies for our new section for arithmetic. Our tools that we have, they're worn out and they need to be replaced. So he's doing that and taking care of business. But right now we are just listening to the net. We've been on the radio a lot. Yesterday, it was actually pretty cool. We got to sit down at our Elmer's house, RJKC4LRR, and we got to partake in being alternate net controls for our WPRS Aries net every Monday night at 7. And we got to partake in writing down the calls and filling out a log, and that was really fun. But anyways, this week has been really good. We've gotten a lot of work done, and we're preparing for a big season of baseball. But anyway, I'll say 73. This is KN4VKY. KN4VKW. Good evening, Ed, and everybody on the net. Right now, we did enjoy writing down call signs for the net last night. For the first time, it was pretty hard to do, but overall, it was still fun. I had to keep on looking at the checklist to figure out which ones there were, because I couldn't catch them all, but it was still fun to do. Hoping that I would understand. We are now doing geometry for our math, we're doing the areas, and soon we'll be doing the area of trapezoids and all those shapes and more, but, I will, send it back to you, and, this is KM4VKW.
Okay, this is KJCX. Hey, very good, Ryan. Enjoy listening to you and Blake and telling us about your activities and homeschooling and of course, baseball coming up. The Major League Grapefruit League is already underway in Arizona and in Florida. Grapefruit League, of course, the training session before they begin their season, I think the end of March, early April. By the way, Ryan and Blake, if you possibly can, I'm going to strongly recommend you join us on Saturday afternoon at 1 o'clock Central Time. We're going to call it a Youth Saturday. I've got three or four stations from Europe, all young hams, 10, 11 years old, and one is 14. And they're already told me that they will be on board at that time, including our newest young ham. That's Alana. She's 11 years old, and she is in Croatia. I've been in contact with her dad, several times now on Facebook and email, and both he and his daughter are really looking forward to meeting some of the other young hams that we have in the yacht program. In fact, Lana has asked for a yacht cap, so I'm going to have one made for her and send it across over to her in Croatia. So I'll be another young ham that will have a cap for the yacht team. And of course, I know you and Blake both have caps with the yacht symbol on it and your call sign on the back. So that's my gift of our group. So anyway, if you can, by all means, join us on Saturday afternoon. It'll be a youth day in the afternoon, and of course the youth net in the evening that usually brings in quite a few stations. Okay, thanks to hear both of you, Ryan and Blake. And let's see, I've got Timothy on board, and I've got Denny on board. And let me go to Denny, K5BCC, then we'll go to Timothy. Good evening, Denny, and how are things in northwest Arkansas this evening? Got any snow or rain? Go ahead.
Okay, I'm on my MacBook here. I'm using Zoiper and recording it, but it's not recording my audio for this, so that's no big deal. Anyway, we just got back moments ago, really, from the election center here in Harrison, Arkansas. We've been poll workers for the primaries. We've got the main primary election happening next Tuesday, so that'll be a full day, too. But we're expecting snow tonight, they're saying. We have had really no snow at all this winter. Not like you guys. I know you've got quite a bit of snow up there in Michigan. But anyway, we were getting out into the car after we left the poll center. It was 51 degrees. It was 40 degrees when we pulled in the driveway. Temperatures will be dropping, and they say the snow is supposed to start sometime around 11 o'clock and go through the night. So I don't think we're going to get a whole lot. And even if we did, it's supposed to melt by the weekend. We'll be back up into the 50s. Anyway, I've got an exciting day tomorrow ahead. I'm waiting for the arrival of my new Kenwood THD74 handheld that is a general coverage receiver. It does sideband and CW, or you can monitor sideband and CW and AM, and it'll also do FM. It is a tri-band HD, so VHF, UHF, and 220. Going to really have fun with that for satellites and stuff, too. And also has a built-in TNC and APRS, so I can use that for doing messages off the space station. And by the way, we sure enjoyed watching the conversation between the astronaut on the ISS and the Kittredge School. I think you may have seen that too. The video was in yesterday's episode of Radio on the Rock. So anyway, that's all that's going on right here. We're enjoying listening in, and we are recording this. We'll post it in tomorrow's episode. Back to you, Captain Ed, and thanks for the hat, by the way, K5DCC.
Okay, very good, Denny. By the way, the picture still has the cap yacht mirror image. I get that quite a bit from people that send me, photographs on the Facebook chat box or that way. And I don't know if you want to send it to me on email. That might come through better. But I do have a copy of it on the yacht news that's going out tomorrow. You look fine, except the word yacht is backwards. As it, like you're taking it in a mirror or however you do that. Oh, and I see the message from the Pearsons. They're going to be busy Saturday afternoon, but they're going to be listening to a very famous fellow that I've heard of. Very good Christian fellow, Tim Tebow, and that'll be at a homeschool convention. Boy, that would be quite an experience, Ryan and Blake and Andrew, to hear Tim Tebow speak to the group there. So go for it. Tell us about it if you can on a Saturday evening. So, okay, with that, let's mosey on upwards to Pennsylvania, where I think they're in the path of some snow and... we escaped it on this end, just went south of us, like Chicago, northern Ohio, southern part of lower Michigan. So, KD3CDU, Timothy, go ahead, sir.
You, good on the youth net here, nothing for the net. Hopefully we'll have a good crew tonight, and this is KC3CU Ed, as always, doing the fellowship chat, and I'll be back on the side list.
K5. Okay, very good, Timothy. Thanks for joining us this evening. Okay, I don't see any other stations on board, but I do know that Denny's got his K5DCC open to many other platforms, so if there's anybody that's listening to us over the K5DCC multiple modes, feel free to jump in and say hi. This is the fellowship chat for the Yacht Youth Group, and this is Captain Ed, KGHCX. Don't hear anybody in there. By the way, Denny, I think you already know about Saturday afternoon, but we should have quite a group of youth hams on board, not only in the afternoon, although I'm going to make an effort in the newsletter to try to stir up as many young hams as I can, and we're going to hear from some of our European people that we rarely hear from, including our new ham in Croatia, who is anxiously waiting to join the rest of our group. And then there's a young lady in England, her name is Lauren, and she is quite an active young ham along with her dad, and they take long distance bike rides and climb peaks in England and all sorts of stuff. So it should be kind of interesting on Saturday afternoon. So if you can join us, Denny, that would be great, and would make some interesting recordings. And by the way, Denny and everybody else listening, that was a real treat to listen to Wade and Katie on your interview with them. Well, I can't get over how active Wade Bosley is with the group down there in Columbiana, Ohio. Boy, if every school could have a dedicated ham working with kids like Wade, there's no telling where youth in Hamry would be headed. So he's a very, very interesting fellow, very motivated guy, and of course, look at Katie too. She's one of our more active and exceptional hams herself. So that was a great interview, and that is on the Yacht webpage under the news category. So, okay. Let's see. Anybody else want to contribute? Let's go over to Nashville, Tennessee. Anything more from either Andrew or Blake or Ryan? Go ahead. This is KGHCX. Well, don't hear any responses, and I'm wondering where Doug is this evening. Usually he shows up at some point. I haven't seen his call sign show up on the screen. It is already Wednesday afternoon over in New Zealand. And so anybody want to contribute to add to what we've done so far, feel free to do so. This is more or less just of each other and pass along some ideas and thoughts and comments and problems and suggestions. And being a weekday evening, I don't expect a lot of connections because most of the kids are busy with schoolwork or activities. And we'll keep going. And of course, tomorrow is Ash Wednesday for all of us. It's an important day in the year of and of course precedes the most holy, one of the most holy days of the year for all religions, and that's Easter, which is coming up in April. I'm not sure of the exact date, but I think it's the fourth Sunday in April. Anyway, Jenny, do you have anything more to add for us this evening? This is KGCX.
Oh, I can't think of too much to add. I will do my best to participate on Saturday afternoon and record as much of it as we can and pick up some of those interesting stories from the young people. I think that'll be very, very cool. I love the way you're building the yacht group and bringing in new people. You're doing a fantastic job reaching out to these young people around the world there, Ed. And it's a reason that you're the captain of the yacht ship. So keep up the good work, and I'm honored to be a part of it. And not much else to add here, though. We've had some great interviews lately. Looking forward to doing some more young people, though. And as we mentioned quite a while ago, if anyone is interested in sharing your story, please let me know. Get permission from your parents. Maybe have your parents contact me at DennyJ@me.com, DennyJ.me.com, and I'd be glad to get in touch with you by phone, using Skype, and getting your story and putting it out on my Radio on the Rocks Cafe Cast. So please contact me. I'm not sure if it's proper for me to reach out to a lot of the young people outside of working with their parents. So if you parents are interested in letting your kids tell their story to help build interest in amateur radio among young people, please send me an email. I also want to invite you guys to join us in our mighty network at digicomcafe.com. This is a Facebook alternative, much safer than Facebook, but very similar to how Facebook operates. So please join our group there. We've got a yacht group there in that whole mighty network, plus many other groups and clubs. So that's also the home base of my podcast. Anyway, back to you, Captain Ed, K5DCC.
KGHCX. Okay, very good, Denny. And I always contact the parents first, father usually, or the mother if they are licensed, and then work the young hams into the process. But I want the whole family to be aware of what we're doing and how we're doing it and why we're doing it. So, and it's done very well for me thus far. A lot of these young people I've come across on Facebook or on the internet in some way, shape, or form, and I'll latch on to their call signs and their email addresses and get in touch with their parents. It's like the young lady in Gro, Croatia that we'll hear from on Saturday. And speaking of young hams, I see we have Katie on board, KELQR, and Arnold has joined us as well. And Katie, that was great to hear Wade and you on the interview there the other day. The whole interview is available on our yacht webpage if you haven't heard it yet. So Katie, I don't know what your schedule is, but Saturday afternoon I'm going to have a couple of young hams from Europe on board. Anne Marie will be there. There's our newest young ham, Lana from Croatia will be on board. She just can't wait to get to meet some of our young people. And then there's a young lady in England. Her name is Lauren. I think she's about 14, and been in contact with her dad, and they will be on board as well. So, Katie, you take it. KE8LQR, go ahead.
Kilo Echo 8, Lima, Quebec Radio. Sorry I'm a little bit late. My dad just installed a new mobile in the car because tomorrow we are going to YSU to see one of my mentors present something ham radio related, and we wanted to have that ready so we could be making contacts all the way up there because it's not the closest to our house. Thank you very much for the interview, Denny. It was much appreciated. Also, can I have a time for the for Saturday afternoon, please?
K5DC.
Yes, it's, it would be your time would be 2 o'clock, 1 o'clock Central Time, 2 o'clock your time on the east side, Katie. Okay.
All right. Thanks for that. You did say 2 o'clock.
Yes, I did. Yeah, 2 o'clock, and boy, if you can make it, that would be great. You'd make Anne Marie very happy because I think you already made contact with her via email, and she's your age, and actually so is Lana in Croatia. She's also 11 years old and a very active young lady. If you ever look up her call sign on QRZ, it would be 9Alpha3LLL. Boy, she has gotten a lot of certificates, and I was kind of tickled to see our yacht certificate listed there amongst all her other certificates, and I know she is very, very excited to become a yacht member, and actually so is her dad. He's not a member, but he is on our Facebook page now, and he's also quite an active builder of ham radio gear. That would be, and another thing too, Katie, and all the rest of you, Lana is learning English, so she's taken a couple years of English, but she's already said that the more she makes contact with the United States, the better her English will be. Although I had no problem understanding her and her dad. I think it was last weekend that I heard her on our local repeater. And she was just getting over the flu at that time, but she's getting better today. So that's quite an interesting family. I also send a Facebook message to Lily and Pete, her dad, in Australia. I don't know if they can join us because there's an extreme time difference. We're on Saturday afternoon. It's only 6 in the morning over there. So I don't know if she can get up that early. But we hope that we do hear from her. Oh, I see we've got a couple others. We've got James, and we've got, Mark on board. KN4RUU, and we have K5NO. And James, I don't know what your schedule is for Saturday afternoon, but I've got a youth Saturday plan on the Echolink node. I've got a bunch of young hams from Europe that have told me they would be available. There are 11, two of them are 11 and one is 14 years old. And we'll be on the air about 1 o'clock on Saturday afternoon. We've got Katie that's going to join us, and Denny will be here, and as many others that can join us are welcome. And if you could join us, James, if you don't have something else scheduled, that would be great. See if we can get as many young hams on board for Saturday.
K4EU, James in Birmingham. I'm doing good. I was a little busy last Saturday night, and it's real late, and I got in the bed and I realized I was so tired. Well, anyways, today I made a Morse code contact just in the States. I read about 10 words a minute, so that went good, and, I did a little bit of local contact today, and, I've been good during the week, and, I'm gonna know so many people when I grow up. That's one of the great things about ham radios, a lot of things is that getting an early start is never a bad thing, and I stay through that. But I've been kind of interested in for space exploration. And I'm looking at NASA's website about their Mars rover and all that, looking at some live feeds. You know, Mars is, it's like 30 million miles away from Earth. And right now, like Voyager 1 and Voyager 2 are 11,878,050-something pretty big, miles away, and they're out of the solar system going towards the nearest solar system, the Alpha Centauri system. But I'm just looking into that. It's really interesting, all that stuff. It's interesting what the Earth can do when it works together. Back to Ed, K4EU.
Okay, boy, you are an interesting young fellow there, James. I'm also interested in astronomy, have been since I was your age, but haven't done much with it in recent years, of course, but anything with space. I love watching the Science Channel on TV, and they talk about the universe and other space-oriented topics there. And James, I don't know whether it's even possible, but if you could arrange to join us at the Hamvention in May, that would be great. I'd love to meet you and your mom and dad, and you could join some of our other yacht members down there. That would be wonderful. I know it's just quite a jaunt for you from Birmingham all the way up to Xenia, Ohio, but there'll be a whole bunch of yacht members up there, and boy, we'd sure love to have you become a part of that group, but again, that's still a couple of months away. So, and James, again, I'll mention, if you can join us Saturday afternoon at 1 o'clock Central Time, or I don't know if you're on Eastern Time down there in Alabama, I hope to get a whole bunch of young hams on board make a nice connection. Okay, let me see, who else do we have? Well, we have Arnold on board, and Mark Arnold, K3TEL, anything to add to us this evening? Go ahead.
Good evening. K3 Tango Echo Lima. All right. Well, we have rain. I had a little bit of rain today. And I was supposed to go down about 2 miles to get my real ID at DMV, and I just did not. The biggest problem is I probably could have taken a cab, but I didn't, with the weather, so I canceled out. It's so close but so far away, because once I can take a bus up at a point and then get off, and I would have to walk about a mile and a half, 2 miles, and I don't just can't walk. Would I do the walking like I used to? But anyway, there's a couple of places where I can go to that's very close on the bus line, so I have an appointment with one of the places that I'm going to Friday and get that taken care of, get that real ID. It could be a pain in a can, but you got to do it. You have to have it. Anyway, earlier I was at the mall, and I talked with Victor Echo 3 Lima Mike Victor, LMV. He's 17. He's 17 years old, just got his license, I think he said a couple weeks ago. And I did not think about telling him about the group, but he does have you look up on his QRZ, he does have email, and he's got a picture of his station. So I talked with him for a while I was at the mall, sitting in one of those relaxing recliner chairs without putting money in. That was even comfortable for me there. Just sitting and talking using the Echo Link. And he was on the Victor Alpha 3 Sierra Foxtrot repeater up there in Toronto. and he lived in the area where I used to know the two hams, husband and wife, that invited me over in Toronto back in 1967 and 70, where we spent the week over their house. Unfortunately, they're silent keys, been silent key for some time, and from what I've understood, that area has, I wouldn't know what it looked like now compared to the years before.
PGHCX, okay, very good. Would you give me the call sign of that young feller again, please? I'll write it down, and I will contact him and let him know about the yacht program. You never know what results. I've had pretty good results in the past of making contact with young hams or parents of young hams. Would you give me his call again, please?
Victor Echo 3, Lima Mike Victor, LMV. Victor Echo 3, Lima Mike Victor, over.
Okay, thank you, Arnold. I've got it written down, and I will check him out after we're through here and send him an email. And, well, like I said, many of those in recent that I've made contact with have responded. So, many of them positively as well. Okay, thank you. Mark, K5NO, any words for us this evening from Florida? K5NO, Mark, go ahead.
Sorry about that. This is K5NO, Kilowatt 5 Noe, Ontario. Good evening, Ed. Good evening to the net. 73 degrees under cloudy skies, going to high of 82, and rain is in the forecast for later tomorrow. So batten down the hatches, we're soaking in it. Not much over there. I just want to say good evening to you and good evening to the young people of the Yacht Net, a fine group of young hams at work and just great. Congratulations, if you will. So, other than that, nothing yet much yet, so I'll say 73s. All the best to you and yours, and be well. And by the way, hello, Arnold, K3TEO. Just call to say hi. KGXCX from K5NO.
Okay, very good, Mark. Thank you for joining us this evening. Okay, well, one thing which I have been very mentioned quite a bit throughout the whole history of the yacht program is the ability to make contact with one another outside of the ham, well, in ham radio and also via email. And we have gotten a few of those to make email contact between us and other hams in other countries, other states. So that's good to see. I see VKX has left us from Nashville, Tennessee. So we still have Katie and some of the rest of you are on as well. But as far as the group is concerned, I think officially we'll call it complete. Thank you very much. We only had one or two join us at the very beginning, but the list has rapidly increased, and Denny is recording this, so he'll put it up on the Digicom Cafe Radio on the Rocks at some point, probably by tomorrow. But if any of you want to make contact with one another, feel free to do so. Katie or James or anybody else that's on board and want to make further contact, feel free to do so. So until Saturday afternoon or evening, we're going to call Saturday a youth Saturday, and I'm going to do this a couple of times a month. In fact, I've had a request from several people to do this more than once, as it allows the European stations to get involved with us at a reasonable time. Otherwise, it's 1 o'clock in the morning where the yacht is set. And so far, Declan is the only one who's been able to make it. And he stays up late or gets some early shut-eye in, and then he wakes up again so he can get in on the net at this time, 1 o'clock in the morning. How many of the rest of us would do that? I don't know. But we certainly appreciate it. So, anybody else want to continue on? Comments or contact one another, feel free to do so. I'll see all of you, or as many as can make it, on Saturday then, either at 1 o'clock Central Time for the our youth special, and of course in the evening for the Yacht Youth Net. And remember, next week at this time, I will not be available.
Kilo Echo 8, Lima, Quebec Radio, listening.
I think you're the only youth station on board. I see James dropped out, and Blake and Ryan are gone, and they are busy with their home school down in Nashville, Tennessee. They're looking forward to Tuesday, Saturday afternoon. They can't make it to the our youth get-together, but they're going to be meeting with a home school group and listening to Tom Tebow. He's the football star from a few years ago that is quite famous and is a very inspirational Christian speaker. So that'll take up their Saturday afternoon. KGHCX.
Kilo Echo 8, Lima, Quebec Radio. At 2 o'clock on Saturday afternoon, most likely I will be at DI Regionals, but I don't think I have any... I don't think I have any challenges that I'm actually working on at that point, so I'll probably just be waiting around for one of our challenges. That's mostly what it's like. So I'll probably be able to get on. I'm not sure how great the internet is where we're going to be, but I will definitely try to make it, because it would be really nice to get to meet the young lady from Croatia and the other two.
Tell me, what is the event that you're going to on Saturday? Go ahead.
I will be Destination Imagination. Our regional competition is on Saturday.
Oh, okay. Hey, that sounds like fun and very educational and challenging as well. So, look forward to having you after the fact there. So, very good. Okay. Danny, do you have anything to add before we, well, we already officially closed down, but yeah, we're good for a few more comments. KGHX.
K5DCC.
No, nothing much here. I'm trying to listen to the net and also listening to the debates tonight. So that's very entertaining on both sides in different ways. Anyway, good hearing you all tonight, and I'll look forward to Saturday at 1 o'clock Central. 73, and good night to everybody. K5DCC.
Okay, very good, Danny. Yeah, I forgot about the debate. Maybe I'll turn it on, too, and hear what they have to say. Not that I will agree with any or all of them, but it's always good to hear what's being tossed around by the candidates on both sides. Okay, 73, everybody. See you all on Saturday. And don't forget, the Yacht News will be out tomorrow afternoon. It'll be a good one this time. Some good photographs and links and, well... for Katie's benefit there, they already are starting applications, I believe, to the youth de-expedition, which will be in Curacao in July. So there'll be a link to that. And, of course, a youth camp in Ohio there at the end of June. And they said that they would even take younger people than 15 if they can be, you know, help out the whole camp program there. So the information on both the de-expedition, and you know the de-expedition has been attended heavily by yacht members the past couple of years. I think last year almost every member of the de-expedition was a yacht member. And so there's a link to that coming up tomorrow. The Coulter de-expedition to Curacao, which is an island in the Caribbean. So, Katie, you may want to consider that as well. KGHCX.
K5DCC. Good evening. The time is 8 p.m.
Hi, this is Extra Class Amateur Radio Operator, K5DCC. I just upgraded to my Extra Class last year. You know how I did it? I used Hamtest Online. Did you know that Hamtest Online is the top-rated study program on eham.net? 97% of reviewers gave them 5 stars. They have more 5-star user reviews than all other study methods combined, and success is guaranteed. If you fail the amateur radio license exam, they will refund your subscription. It's a no-brainer. You pass the exam or get a full refund. Try it for yourself at hamtestonline.com.
Today's daily devotional is entitled Poisonous Discontentment. Numbers 21:6 reads, "So the Lord sent fiery serpents among the people, and they bit the people, and many of the people of Israel died." Here we go again. What exactly does it take for us, note that I included us in what I'm about to say, to be content with what the Lord chooses or does not choose for us? I stated this way because it was not just the Israelites in those days that murmured against God because of discontentment. We're just as guilty today of being whiners and complainers about what God chooses to allow in our lives or not allow in our lives. I'm not just talking about material things, but about circumstances as well. God has a plan for each of us that is according to His will. In this plan, there will be things that God will provide and allow, and things that He will choose not to give us or allow to enter our lives. It seems that whatever it is that God does for us or protects us from, we still find something to complain about. The Israelites have seen God do great things for them. We are now at a stage where the crowd is intermingled with the people that were in Egypt, as well as the next generation of Israelites. They were now closer to entering the Promised Land than they ever were. What are they doing? They're murmuring. However, notice that they're not murmuring about God indirectly by complaining about and to Moses. Instead, the scripture tells us the people spoke against God and against Moses in verse 5. What exactly did they have to be discontent and dissatisfied about? God had just given them victory over the Canaanites who came against them, a victory they asked God for in verses 1 through 3. And God was taking care of their needs by providing manna for them to eat. Yet, they called it quote-unquote light bread or quote-unquote worthless bread in verse 5. Time and time again, God protected them and provided for them, and what He received in return was their complaints. On this occasion, God did not tolerate such insolence and immediately sent fiery serpents against them, killing many of them. It's possible that the ones who died were the ones who were from the generation that came out of Egypt, as God was fulfilling His promise through this occasion that they would not enter the Promised Land. How often do we miss out on seeing the blessings in our lives, whether material blessings that meet our physical needs or spiritual blessings that come from difficult situations that God ultimately gives us the victory over? Yeah, because it does not come in the form or manner in which we think best, we complain. God used the very creatures that were already inhabiting the wilderness and from which He was already protecting them from, as we know from Deuteronomy 8:15, to teach the Israelites that the poison of discontentment is deadly. How often do we complain about what God is doing in our lives, all the while being completely ignorant of the dangers around us that He's already protecting us from? How often do we want something that God knows will not be good for us and provide something in its stead, but we murmur and whine. Often we determine to go after whatever it is, then lament that it brought us more trouble than it was worth. We do this with material things that put us in great debt, and then we cry out to God to help us clean up the mess. We do this with relationships that we're in that have either gone sour or relationships that we do not have yet but want. We go after them only to create heartache and pain that we could have avoided if we had just left them alone. Sadly, what we end up doing is blaming God for how things turned out, choosing to be blind to the fact that God put many obstacles in our way so that we would be discouraged from pursuing them. What exactly will it take for us to change our perspective on what God does for us? What will it take for us to look for the blessing in our everyday circumstances before we resort to complaining and murmuring about the life God has chosen for us? If we would just stop and count our blessings, regardless of how quote-unquote bad life may seem, we will realize that God has been and is being better to us than we deserve. And we do not realize that when we are dissatisfied with what God is doing in our lives, we're outside of His will. 1 Thessalonians 5:18 tells us, "In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you." The next verse, in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 19, tells us not to quench the Holy Spirit. You see, when we complain and we refuse to be thankful, we hinder the work of the Spirit in our lives. We become stagnant in our growth as the Holy Spirit is trying to work in us to produce His fruit in our lives. Galatians 5:22-23 describes this fruit. "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such there is no law." See, an ungrateful heart has no joy or peace. It becomes frustrated and angry, causing it to be unkind. It becomes impatient and lacks self-control. See, discontentment is a poison that will kill our faith and our relationship with Christ. The bottom line is that God has provided for us in Christ more than we deserve. As born-again believers, let us be people who are filled with contentment and thanksgiving, and not let that old serpent, the devil, convince us that we deserve more than what God has already done for us in providing us eternal life in Christ. Today, God extends an invitation to you to accept His free gift of salvation. Will you accept it? Anyone who calls on Jesus by faith and repentance, confessing your sins, will receive eternal life. Do not put off calling on Him and receive Him and His free gift of salvation today.
Thank you for listening to this Radio on the Rocks Cafe cast. We invite you to join our Mighty Networks amateur radio community at members.digicomcafe.com.